From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting protest and disorder continue in the West African nation of Burkina Faso. In West Africa, tensions in Burkina Faso remain high despite the release from custody of the former transition president and other ministers Friday. They had been held hostage by soldiers from the presidential guard who seized power earlier in the week. Across the country, groups of protesters are putting up roadblocks to show their discontent over the coup. Emily Yobe reports for VOA from Burkina Faso.
A few hundred people gathered at one of the main squares. The crowd could be heard singing "Our Homeland or Death," a motto from Burkina's revolutionary figure and former president, Thomas Sankara. In capital city Ouagadougou, clashes were also reported between anti-coup protesters and soldiers. A delegation from Economic Community of West African State, ECOWAS, arrived in Burkina and met with General Diandere, the leader of the CND, to try to mediate the crisis. The CND is asking for inclusive elections, which would allow a former member of President Blaise Compaoré's government to run. Compaoré has been president of Burkina for 27 years, before being ousted from power last year after he tried to change the constitution in order to seek another term in office. Emily Up from VOA News, Bobo Dialusso, Burkina Faso.
Militants loyal to the extremist Islamic State group managed to penetrate an airbase Friday on the outskirts of Tripoli that serves as the Libyan capital's only working airport and launch an attack on the headquarters of an Islamist militia that is opposed to them. The attack by a suicide squad composed of at least four militants is one of the most aggressive forays the Islamic State has made in the Libyan capital. Four assailants were killed. This is VOA News.